Would you say grace, please?
Oh my god. Oh my god! Thank you for the food that Mom has put in front of us. And stop! The devil from doing bad things. And, get out of here! Satan? Go! Go, you soul! That we may live in peace. Amen.
Amen. That was, really unusual, Hogarth.
Welcome to Trilogy in Theory. My name is Webb, and this is my co-host Mike, and we are continuing with the best movie year ever, which is 1999, apparently. We'll make that determination, I think, at the end of this journey. And we are talking an animated movie, something that we rarely do. And once again, it is bestowed the cult status, as it, with every movie in 1999, apparently. But I think this one actually has some, there's an actual argument to be made that this has become a cult hit, and I want to say, like, almost masterpiece level, the fandom for this movie, The Iron Giant, is on a level that I think rarely gets to be up for some of these real animated films. And they could be because it's a non-Disney film. I think the real cinephiles come out of the woodwork. I did not watch The Iron Giant when it came out. In fact, I remember the teasers and the spots on TV being kind of lame. In fact, I actually went back and YouTubed. I was like, well, what were they, the TV spots? Because I saw...
I love this. Trying to justify your buying decisions,
yeah,
as a child,
because there's a wonderful documentary on the iTunes version and on the Blu-ray disc as well that kind of chronicles Brad Bird's journey into animation and then eventually The Iron Giant. And one of the things that they say, they show one of the TV spots, and it was like, you know, heavy metal is about to rock, you know, stuff like that, like really like cringeworthy things in the trailer.
Was Limp Bizkit's Nookie yeah. playing during that? Like, what were they doing?
Well, get this. Here we go. The two like 30-second teasers I saw on YouTube. One of them was August 6th is when it was released. On August 6th, something humongous is among us. That was one of the things. And then the next one was on August 6th, he arrives. And that's it. And then, you know, you 20 seconds of animation of being like, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? And then I was like, I do wonder how you can market this movie. And I've thought about that a little bit. I didn't see The Iron Giant when it came out. I saw it when I was an adult. Really, really enjoyed it. It was very, very touching. And it did feel a step above your normal animation fare. What about you? What is your journey with The Iron Giant?
I was definitely aware of it. I was aware of it as a failure. You kind of mentioned the non-Disney aspect, that it was like Warner Brothers dipping their toe in the water, probably like a decade too late, as far as Disney starting with like The Little Mermaid and just dominating like 90s animation, at least theatrically. And I was probably aware pretty early on that people were like, hey, this is really fucking good. But given that I was a teenager at the time, I'm like, it's still a fucking cartoon. How good can it be? Like,
wow.
I think I had other people even telling me like, hey, you're the movie guy. So you're like The Iron Giant, right? Like you're all over this. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. And I would get these sort of curious looks like, really? You're not gonna, it's like, I'll get to it. So it was not until I went into podcasting somewhere in like 2014, I think for like Big Hero 6, I finally got around like, ah, let's watch this other like robot movie and see how it is. And, you know, it's probably no Terminator. And then I really liked it, and I was kicking myself because I was, I was I don't know what I was waiting for. Apparently Big Hero 6, which I don't think is going to be remembered 25 years later as some sort of classic. I don't know, but no, yeah, I was not hip to the Iron Giant back then, but it was coming at the wrong time. I was 16 years old. I was not ready to look at 50s iconography and sort of like the Red Scare and applying that to modern sensibilities on how Americans deal with violence. So I'm not saying I'm ready for it now, but I'm in a better space for the Iron Giant as an adult than I would have been as a teenager.
You think if this movie came out today, you'd immediately have sequels planned, entire Iron Giant verse?
I don't see that, but it is fun to me that I guess these cult classics live long enough to have their day. Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One, I don't think, is looked upon as some sort of great film. Certainly not in his filmography, but I remember people getting really fucking jazzed when the Iron Giant made its appearance. So it's like you've got Stanley Kubrick's The Shining and the Iron Giant. It's like Warner Brothers is bringing out the big guns. So I think that's pretty cool. But no, I don't see Iron Giant, the IP. Like this would be something that if they did remake it, I could see people getting really fucking pissed because I think it has that sense of discovery. It's like your favorite band that nobody else in town listens to. I think it has that sort of attachment for people that were there and discovered it at some point along the way.